This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Batra here to tell you all the cues and news you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, the big story in the second half of yesterday's trading session were the Forex market jitters that we saw globally. We saw the dollar index, which rose to the highest since 2002, and the euro, which slumped to a 20-year low, the rupee, which ended at a record low of 79.37 versus the dollar. All this resulted in the Nifty not being able to hold on to 16,000, falling over 200 points from the highs to end 25 points lower. But it was a net positive buy in the cash market from the FIIs to the tune of close to 1,300 crores. It would be the first FII net buy figure all the way since the 30th of May, which would be a positive if in case it does sustain. DII's net sold around 257 odd crores. The big story this morning is that commodities have seen a sharp sell-off on the back of recession fears as well as a strong dollar. For example, Brent crude corrected sharply to even sub $100 per barrel. The US markets, however, closed near session highs. We have Asia, which is largely in the red, and SGX, however, indicating a positive start, possibly because of the commodity sell-off globally, which would be a net positive for the macros of the Indian economy. The US FOMC minutes today and TCS Q1 numbers on Friday would be a couple of near-term cues along with what is taking place in the US bond market in terms of cues for our Indian equity market. Well, those are a couple of cues to watch out for. This is Ekta Batra signing off on this market podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading session.